Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Yes, we're 100% employee owned and we're looking for more owners.
Oh, yeah. Please come be an owner, please.
We got lots to do and need people to do it. So if you're looking to make a change, consider Tab, especially if you're a geek. And we've got a great home there for you. But we're going to be here for you guys till 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. 860-522-9842 is the number. That's all they got now. No more toll free. You guys got to use your cell phones. And get online. We'll help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have Tom Perrone in studio from Go NetSpeed. And we're going to see how they're doing since the last time we had him on and see how the fiber market is maturing or changing. It's kind of weird to say maturing fiber market in the year 2022 in Connecticut. But
that's where we are.
That's where we are. I mean, we should be talking about how we're doing things completely differently by now. But Tom will be on talking about what GoNetSpeed's been doing to help you in the market, right? You guys get some affordable, high-speed internet.
Right.
So we're excited about that. So feel free to get online there. We are also broadcasting over on WTIC's Facebook page. If you want to follow us on there and Mark Zuckerberg deems the broadcast worthy, we'll be there. Go ahead and post your questions. We'll try to get them on the air or discuss them at least through the Facebook page while we're on. But as usual and customary, we have our technology news of the day, and Mr. Halnan has a couple of articles that we'd like to talk about.
Well, one of them, the first one I'm going to bring up, deals with a problem that we've covered before in different ways.
Yeah.
Where your devices are listening to you.
No.
Even when you think they're not, they are.
And it doesn't have to be Amazon this time.
Right. And it doesn't even have to be your smartphone.
Right.
In this case, this is conferencing apps. Huh. We're talking about Zoom, WebEx, Microsoft Teams, that whole crowd of conferencing apps.
Yep.
It turns out that when you click on the mute button in that app.
Yeah. Wait a
minute. Yeah, huh? I'm not kidding. You're probably not muted.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, there's a team of researchers out of University of Wisconsin-Madison that determined that pretty much in every case, every one of these apps, you are sending sound out
right
back to their servers in some way, in some form, even if you have the mute on.
And the mute is basically not sending it to your conference.
It's not, yes, it doesn't relay it back to the other people in the conference, but the audio is still going out over your from your computer.
Gotcha.
Now, in a couple of cases, all it's doing is just sending snippets of the sound once in a while, and apparently that's to just make sure that somebody is there. You know, there's a human being there and there's something going on.
Right. Because they care why.
Well, I think they're probably thinking that they might want to kill the connection if there's nobody there. But they never do that.
No.
I mean, you can open up a Zoom session and just walk away and it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
I know that it works, but, you know, that I would think that that might be the functionality they're looking for, but they're not actually applying it. In a couple of cases, the full audio stream from your mic is going all the way back to the servers.
Wow.
It's as if you did not click mute at all. There is no change in what it does. It just keeps sending the sound.
Right.
And that's pretty major.
It is. It's major and it's typical, right, of computers. So the little red slash isn't physically disconnecting your mic.
Right.
It's just saying, okay, I'm going to keep your mic going and you're not actually going to send the... We're not going to actually send the data to your conference, but it's sitting on a server.
Uh-huh.
So just think about the ramifications of that.
Right.
I mean, just think about that.
What if there's somebody at the other end of that, somebody that works like at one of these places, and they can collect that sound?
They can, and probably are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even want to know what they've been doing with it. I mean,
you've seen the Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
That when you, what everybody says after they hang up the phone. Right? You've seen that episode.
Yeah.
So this is even worse, right? When what do you say when you mute your Zoom call or your Teams call whatever the topic is you're discussing? Yikes, that's just awful.
It's pretty bad. And the main offender, in case anybody's wondering, is WebEx.
Ah, Cisco WebEx.
WebEx. WebEx is the one that streams everything back. The only thing that they mentioned,
it's a feature.
Yeah, in the story they mentioned that. Either by using hardware to kill your mic, usually at the operating system level,
Your buttons,
right? Or like physical button. If you're using like a physical handset or headset,
yeah,
pressing mute on that will kill it because nothing's going out of it from there.
You know, or the bar, your boom that goes in front of you. You lift it up, it turns it off,
right
it down.
The other thing that they mentioned is that if you're using the conferencing app in a browser.
Yeah.
The browser controls can be invoked to end the sound.
It's just a lot of work to try to figure out.
Right.
Whether
you got to sit there and figure out how I'm going to get around this.
Right. Am I being watched or listened to or not?
And you know, the average person may not really be aware of this.
No.
They think they've clicked. You're right. They see the little slash or, you know, the red symbol or whatever it is that is used. And you think you're free.
You're good.
And you're not.
No, you're not.
It's really bad.
Welcome to the 2022. Now, this is another story that I had, too, that I thought was pretty interesting. We talk about fake money with cryptocurrency, and we used to whisper it, but now that Biden's doing that all the time, I don't whisper anymore. But we've got fake money out there with crypto, and now we have NFTs. And we talked about NFTs, gosh, maybe a year ago.
Yeah, I remember hearing about those.
TJ came back on the show with me for a little bit, and the first story he brought up was these non-fungible tokens. And then, you know, these people are getting funged, I'll tell you, because there's a Twitter story that talks about, what is it, Jack Dempsey?
Jack Dempsey's first tweet.
Yes. Ooh, Jack Dempsey. That sold for almost what when it was first put out?
$2.9 million a year ago.
So some dingling dropped $2.9 million real dollars.
On the right to own the NFT that is assigned to that tweet.
Just so you know, that tweet is copied. I could put that and print it right now and on my wall. And he's not like Disney. He can't come after me and say, hey, that's my NFT.
Right.
There's no... Nothing that says I can't own that, frame it, and worship it if I wanted to.
Nothing.
This guy owns it.
Nothing inures to you because of it.
Right.
So now, after that, somebody...
Well, they auctioned it up.
They auctioned it off.
He's like hoping for some big paydays here, Dennis, right?
Would you like to know what he got?
Oh, I'm sure it was bazillions, right? Everybody wants to own this thing,
$277.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's all he got. He got smoked for $2.9 million.
Right. So a fool and his money. I mean, you guys, you know, the youngins out there that talk about, you know, crypto and the future, you guys, Dennis and I lived through Beanie Babies.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We lived through all sorts of goofy fads.
And I remember Cabbage Patch Kids.
Right. And so this is before digital, right? So we didn't have the ability to make you guys buy stuff digitally, which is quicker and easier. We actually had to have the Chinese and the Taiwanese manufacturing for us first and ship them over here. And then, oh, I got a Beanie Baby you don't got. And you collect them and they're going to be worth millions of dollars. And this is just the same thing. I mean.
I don't get it.
I just hope that guy screams from the rafters. Well, I'd love to know who that dingling was who bought it. Because, you know, he's got to be some sort of financial planner of some kind.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Oh, let's see. His
the
name.
Owner. The owner, not the guy who bid $200.
Well, the owner is a crypto investor.
They're perfect. Named,
hey, a his perfect. Name is Sina Estavi.
Ah, yes.
And, oh, yes, he expected to get as much as $48 million for his NFT.
Wow, that's what he expected. So there's a crypto investor for you. Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
So before we go to a break here, do you have the Altria story?
Oh.
Because that one was a good one. The one with the, is it Altria or is it?
Atlassian?
Atlassian, thank you.
Atlassian. I've got that.
They talk about, they're a big cloud host.
Yes.
And those guys ran a script.
Oh, no.
They ran a script across their client systems and bloomed to smithereens. Basically, 400 companies lost all sorts of data. There was no backup. Sorry, guys. You don't understand how the cloud works.
Yeah.
The cloud is not a backup. You need to back up your servers in the cloud
right
to some other cloud, wherever you want to do it. But what are they called again? Atlassian, right?
Atlassian.
Say it wrong. So they ran a script across their systems as a maintenance of some kind and blew 400 companies out of the water, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's see. 45% of those affected had servers restored, but some of them were completely torched.
Right. And they were down for weeks.
Yes, weeks.
So we'll put a link up here to it. So again, the cloud is just somebody else's servers run right. by dingling IT guys like Dennis and I, who can make mistakes. But the fact is, you can't assume that your data is protected just because it's in the cloud. The cloud is just a picture. It's how we used to describe the internet when we wrote network diagrams. We wrote the reason it's called the cloud is because we wrote a cloud
on the page and describe it.
Put the word internet or what have you.
Right.
But we knew as geeks, it's just somebody else's servers. So when you stick your stuff out there and you don't have a backup, it's really on you. And yes, those guys shouldn't have ran the script. They should have known what they're doing.
Did they bother to test their script before they sent it out?
That's too much work, Dennis. IT people just say, boom, let's try it. So we'll put these stories up there for you guys. Feel free to get online. Four lines wide open on this Saturday morning. Dennis and I are in here live. A couple of pasty white computer geeks trying to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Numbers are 860-522-9842. No 800 number. 860-522-9842. So get online. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are waiting for you to get online. Feel free to get online. Four lines open, 860-522-9842 are the numbers if you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about when it comes to technology. You don't have to have a problem. I mean, I know we used to joke about when we don't get calls, we must solve all the computer problems, but that's not the case.
No. Yeah,
but if you want to talk about, you know, Twitter, you know, if you want to talk about what's going on Twitter, I'd be happy to with Elon. I mean, kind of, I'm sure Danny would be very proud of Elon. Yeah.
Sure.
For what he's been doing. And, you know, we kind of miss Danny, our resident groupie, who I guess we lost a few months ago now. But Mr. Musk is going to take the cesspool that is Twitter and possibly make it a free speech the concept that we're all hoping for it to be by buying it. And they threw in a poison pill to try to fight him back. It's kind of funny to watch. But, I mean, these big billionaires, you look at Gates and Bezos, both of those guys paid more money to divorce their wives than Elon's going to spend to buy Twitter.
Right.
So he's doing something good for the planet, I think. More and more, I'm a bigger and bigger fan of Mr. Musk. So we can talk about Twitter, whatever you want to talk about. Feel free to get online when it comes to technology, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out. And at 10 o'clock, we have Go NetSpeed coming in studio. We'll be talking to Tom Perrone, and he will explain the fiber market a little bit to us and how it's been changing and improving. And we're thankful as consumers to see competition come into the market. And we'll see how that goes too around 10 o'clock. So as we wait for your calls, what do you got, Dennis? Anything you want to bring up?
I have another story about scammers.
Oh, that's
this time
common.
What they are doing
is
spoofing Amazon Prime Video and other streaming service activation pages.
Oh, boy.
In order to trick people into paying them to use the streaming service. And in most cases, they've already paid for it.
Right.
The way this scam works is you're on your Roku or your TV or your Shield or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You try to link up to your Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. and it shows you a URL to go to on the web.
Right.
Where you will then go to their site, credential it, and it will come back and activate you on that device. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It usually works pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, what the scammers are doing is they're taking advantage of the fact that people tend not to go to the URL bar at the top of their browser mm-hmm. when they load these pages.
Yeah.
But instead, they go to the search bar and they end up searching for like amazon.com/activate.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of actually going to that page.
Right.
And what they've done is they've seeded fake pages into the Google results, into Bing results, into Yahoo results.
Right.
And people click on that page and they end up putting their credentials in.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll even be charged by the scammer.
Yeah, because they set up a credit card
and they'll
system.
They'll even tell you, oh, this hasn't been paid for yet. And apparently people are falling for it.
Right.
But the lesson here is mm-hmm. when you are told to go to a web page,
right.
go to the top of the browser and type in that site. Mm-hmm. Don't go anywhere else. And this is something what sometimes I run into with my customers. I have mm-hmm. to tell them to go to a website for something.
And then they Google it.
And I've got to make sure that they actually went to the site. I'll ask them, what do you see on the page now that you've loaded it? What does it look like?
Right.
And sometimes they'll describe something to me that I know isn't right. And I'll say, no, stop.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to back up and go to the real thing.
Right.
So.
And that's an issue, right? So even that's why we've got the computertalkwithtab.com site for our live links. We don't want you to Google what you're hearing us say on the radio, right? It happens too often that people just Google it. Oh, I heard this on the radio. I'm going to Google it. Unfortunately, Google is not very good at doing a good job of securing this stuff. So
that's what burns me about this.
Right.
Because Google knows what the actual link is. You know, URLs are for these things.
Right.
They shouldn't be allowing anybody to seed advertising for them other than Amazon or
right.
Netflix or whoever it is.
Right.
They shouldn't even be taking those submissions. Just, right. nope, I don't want it. Well, but they do.
They do. All right. Let's try to get Carol on here from Avon first. See what's going on, Carol. What's cooking, Carol? Carol, you there? I can hear her in the background. Carol, you just called in 5 seconds ago. Carol, you there? I don't know where Carol's doing. I'll have to put her on hold again. So typically when you call into the radio show, you want to talk on the radio show.
She could have got right on, too.
So I know we're coming up against the bottom of the hour here because the music tells us this. And so we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online. Carol, we'll get to you next after the news. AJ, hang on. Two lines open for you. All right, 860-522-9842. It's not toll-free, but it works anywhere in the country. And if you use your cell phone, it won't cost you anything, right, generally. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842 during the break. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com, and we post it over on Facebook, and we still send it over to Twitter. And when Elon buys it, it'll be tremendous. I can't wait. But it is still over there if you've got time for Twitter as it is now. It is there as well at Tab Computer 6. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Thank you, Morgan. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And let's go to Carol. Let's see if she's with us. Are you with us, Carol?
I'm here.
There she is.
I'm there.
All right. Hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm a relatively new listener, but I know I have SBC Global. And I'm trying to migrate my things from Global to a Gmail account. First of all, is that a good idea?
Yes, in a way. I would prefer that you would get an email account that's somehow supported. And typically that's going to be from your internet provider. Most internet providers will give up to usually 5 email addresses, sometimes 10, but whatever. You can go to your internet provider, whether it's your cable company or Frontier or whoever you get your internet from, and you can typically get an email address that is the name of the company .net. Mm-hmm. So it'd be Carol.
So we're in the process now. I live in a condo area, in the process of going from Frontier to Xfinity. So
okay.
You're saying Xfinity.
What I would do is get an email address from Comcast because they own Xfinity. You will have an address that ends in comcast.net, and it will be supported. If anything goes wrong, if you have trouble getting into it, if you need a password reset, whatever that stuff is that you might need to be done, you can call Comcast, and there's somebody at the other end of the line that will help you. If you get a Gmail address, then you're not going to get tech support. You're just going to get whatever you can do over the internet.
Right.
And what if I change my service from Comcast to something else? Then I have to change my email address.
You will.
Yep.
You will, unfortunately.
Okay. There's another alternative, too. So you could look at buying a real mailbox from, like, Proton Mail, which we talked about last week. There's links on our Computer Talk site from there. And you can go ahead and get a Carol, get your own email box. You're going to pay for it. It's encrypted by default, and it's out of Switzerland. So you could be, you know, Carolyn at whateveryouwantabe.com, because you can actually pay for your domain. You can pay secondarily, or you can be at Proton, whatever you want to be.
Proton, P-R-O-T-O-N.
Yep.
And yeah.
I can see that from last Saturday's Computer Talk.
Exactly.
Right? Yep.
Now, is there a way to automate moving the folders from SBC Global to any one of these providers?
Automate? Not likely.
Like I say, here, all my folders I want to move over to my new email.
Only if you're using a mail client. I know it cracks me up every time I say mail client, but a mail client.
An M-A-I-L client.
Yes. It's basically it's a mailbox from like a tool from like Outlook or Thunderbird would be your mail client.
I see.
Basically, it's your internal mailbox there. It comes down through your post office, which is your internet provider, right? Think of the internet provider as the post office, your mail clients, your mailbox. So if you did that, if you had that, yes, you could download your mail into your inbox from Google or from SBC, and then it'll be there. And then when you configure up your next post office, it wouldn't matter, right? It'll all be there for you already.
So I download my mailbox, which would include all my folders.
Yes. Yep.
To where?
You need to set up. You have to choose a mail client. Now, if you're running Outlook, if you're running Windows, Outlook, or there's a Windows Mail. You could use Windows Mail, which is that built-in Windows 10.
Yeah, it's built-in
software.
Yeah, the problem is I use an iPad for my email most of the time.
Well, it doesn't matter. Microsoft has a fix for you. They'll let you do Outlook as well.
You can get Outlook on iPad for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
it's free app.
Outlook. So I download it to Outlook, and then from there,
I can
take it to my new client.
Well, you're not taking it. You already got it. So you're basically putting the mail client, it's holding your mail, and you're telling now the mail client, hey, my post office is no longer SBC. It is now Proton, or it is whatever you chose, Comcast. Okay. And then they'll send the mail now to that mail client for you.
Oh, okay. I'll have to do some research on this.
It's just setting up a mailbox inside your mail software, your mail client.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. But I have to do it on I can't do it on my iPad.
You can.
Sure.
If you're going to choose Outlook as your tool, download it to your iPad and set up your email that you've got set up now through SBC and tell it to download it. And then you're done. It's all downloaded. And then when you go ahead and set up a second mailbox, the old one can still run if you want. Tell the old one to forward your mail to this new one. And whenever the SBC one dies or fails or whenever you want to stop using it, it'll just be the new one that takes over. It really doesn't have to be that traumatic.
Oh, but for somebody like me, I'm confused. So I go on my iPad, I download Outlook, set up an email client, then I take all my SBC, I download from my SBC to this Outlook.
Yep.
And then I set up a new email, and in the meantime, I can still keep getting my email from SBC Global.
Right, until that account dies off.
And when that, but as I as I'm doing it through the days, then it's still going to this new mail that I'm setting up through Outlook.
Yeah, you can tell your recipients, hey, I'm no longer at SBC. I'm at whatever you decided to be at. You're at Comcast. You're at Proton. And trust me, I understand your frustration. I'm helping my kids do their taxes, so I understand.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. I may have to call back.
That's what we're here for, Carol. 27 Go, years okay. later.
Go right ahead.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's always fun to change your mailbox. Let's try to get AJ in before we take a break. Hey, AJ, what's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning.
On my walk yesterday in another part of South Windsor, I came across a truck called Phoenix Fiber Optics, and they were laying in fiber optic cable.
Ah, great.
So nice. I asked the guy, what's it for? And he said, Frontier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, my question is, can GoNetSpeed use this?
Nope. So here's the thing. The reason Frontier is doing what they're doing, I would contend, is because of GoNetSpeed.
Yeah.
So thanks to other competitors moving in, the incumbents are like, uh-oh, I can't keep offering AJ this crappy DSL service anymore. I got to have to step up my game. And that's what they're doing, because they're trying to capture as many areas as they can before the competitors come in, and GoNetSpeed is going real fast. So your choices are to wait and or ask GoNetSpeed to come to your neighborhood by filling out that form.
Right.
Well, I did ask GoNetSpeed a while ago, and they said when we get enough people asking, we'll do it.
Well, keep telling your neighbors to
tell
do it.
Tell your neighbors. Yeah, right. Get everybody. Just walk up and down your street and give them the URL and make them go there and fill it out.
Yeah, because it's really, that's the key here, because they need to know how many people are going to be interested before they invest all that time and energy in running cable down your, fiber down your service, down your line there.
Okay, well, thanks. I'll be listening to the NetSpeed interview later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
You got it, AJ.
Right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-522-9842. That's the number. That's the only number you can use here. 860-522-9842. Get online. We're here till 11. We'll be right back. Wow. Joey's outdone himself. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are just two of the nearly 40 employee owners over at Tab Computer Systems. Looking for more employee owners. If you'd like to join a team that's growing, really growing like crazy and trying to find people, we need you. If you'd like to become an owner and start working for yourself instead of the man, think about Tab Computer Systems if you're a geek. So that's over. I figured I've done my duty there. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Lori coming up here. What's going on, Lori? Morning, Lori. Hello? Lori, you there? Yeah, I think it might have been... Well, she's not there. Let's go on to Jack in Middletown next. Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Morning.
Recently... I use a Chrome browser, the beach ball.
The beach ball, yep.
And I do a lot of crosswords online. I'm just a crossword nut.
Okay, good.
So, earlier this week, I think it might have been even Monday, I could not, the Wall Street crossword,
Jack, are you on a speakerphone, or are you, because you're cutting in and out every other word.
Well, maybe it's too loud.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a little better. Yeah. So what's going on?
So the.
Break it up again.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Jack. Can you call? Are you on a landline or cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone. Maybe this is better.
Yeah, you're still breaking up, Jack.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll have to call.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better now?
We're going to spend you're just keep cutting in and out. Try it again real quick. Let's see if we can give you one more shot.
Browser, apparently there's a serious security problems.
Yes. All right. So I got that. I heard that question. I'm going to pot you down because you're cutting in and out. There have been numerous security problems with the Chrome browser over the past week. They had three major updates.
Yes.
So update your Chrome browser. It'll do it for you. But you know, if it doesn't, you know, you can go ahead and do it yourself by just what, clicking about.
You click help and then about Google Chrome, and right in that dialogue is where it will update you.
Yeah, so definitely do that. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal, but it's been ranked pretty high as far as these issues.
Yeah.
So get the updates done on the beach ball. And you got to do it on Edge too, because Edge uses the same technology.
Yes, and typically, at least over the last couple of weeks, Microsoft and Google have been releasing these patches right together.
Yeah.
So they're both getting caught up as quickly as they can.
All right, very good. All right, Jack, sorry I got to let you go because you were just breaking up. Let's go to Mary. Mary was on the line. What's going on, Mary?
Yes, hi. Listen, I'm also a resident groupie. I listen to you guys every week. I used to with Danny anyway. And I wanted just to thank you.
Sure.
I was listening this morning. I heard you mention his name in reference to, to Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of keeping his memory alive.
Yeah, sure.
And I want to let you guys know, I think Danny would like really love this, that I'm having his ashes sent on one of Elon Musk's flights, the rocket Destiny flight.
You're kidding.
No way.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be Q4 2023.
All right. Okay. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know when they're going up. Give us a ring or let us know if they went
all right,
up and how that
yeah,
went.
Yeah, we'll do. But thanks for remembering him. I, means a lot to me.
Oh, he was a great caller. Always
yeah.
fun to chat
oh, yeah.
with Danny.
Always interesting.
Yes, I know. Miss him terribly.
I'm sorry
thanks,
for your loss.
Guys.
All right, Mary.
I just one last thing.
Yeah.
I just to let you know that
mm-hmm.
he just all of a sudden lost his balance and he fell and had a traumatic head injury
mm-hmm.
and he was gone in 3 days.
Wow.
Very fast. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting us know, Mary.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Right, yep. Bye bye. Our resident groupie, Danny. We're definitely going to miss him, but I think he'd be proud of Elon and his buying Twitter. And for him to be going up in a rocket ship with his ashes,
that's really cool.
That is awesome. I mean, Danny, he was just so such a huge fan of Musk and what he did.
Oh, and he was a fan of aerospace in general.
Yeah.
And he always knew where the satellites were tracking. And
that's right. Yeah. We'd always give him a hard time about all the corporate largesse that we gave Mr. Musk as far as our taxes to make his electric cars. But, hey, you know what? I'm an Elon fan now, too. And if he buys Twitter, we're going to be all the better for it, I think. It can't get any worse. Twitter can't get any worse. I mean, it's a cesspool. So if Musk buys it and takes it private, he might actually have some free speech. It'd be nice to have that. So we got a call coming in from Ed. As we wait for that, do you want to ring up anything while we wait for Carolyn to get the calls online?
Real quick. Wikipedia community has voted to stop accepting cryptocurrency donations.
And they need the money, right?
They do need
Wikipedia
money.
Constantly begs every time you're on
their
site.
They're begging all the time.
But even Wikipedia knows
that
cryptocurrency is a bad idea.
They finally figured out, we don't want this. So people have spoken that are behind it.
Good.
And they're getting rid of that little scam.
That's great. And Wikipedia has been around as long as the internet's been around. If you think about it, it's really, really goes way back into the early 90s, right?
No, it's not that old.
It's not that old? Was it the
2000s? It's like late 90s, I think.
Late
90s,
all right, during the dot-com boom.
Well, during the dot-com bubble, I think so.
They never got the big money they really needed, but they do a service out there. So go ahead and pay Wikipedia in real money. They'll accept it. Let's go to Ed in Waterbury next. What's happening, Ed?
Well, I have an older computer.
Yeah.
And it's just me, and I just use it for emails, basically. Because since I got my iPhone, my SE20, I can use that too.
Yeah. Yep. So what's your question?
I have this to sit. And I never got 7 because I bought it back in 07 or 08.
Wait a minute, you're running Vista?
Vista?
Vista 6, yeah.
That's not safe to be paying your bills
please.
I have accounts in there, I pay my bills here.
Yeah, but Vista is not a secure operating system.
Yeah, you don't want to be interacting with anything like that on Vista.
So it's I would tell you not to use that machine for anything important because it's definitely a huge security risk. We're coming up against top of the hour, Ed, so I appreciate your call. We've got to take a quick break. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Coming back after the news, go NetSpeed in studio.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.